And we are, as a people, inherently and historically
wake
opposed
up.
To secret societies, the secret oath, and the secret proceedings.
The show that asks questions about why we don't ask questions.
What the hell is going on?
This is Conspiracy Queries with Alan Park. Conspiracy Queries with Alan Park. These are Conspiracy Queries. I am Alan Park. And today we are going to be speaking with a representative of Anonymous. Now, Anonymous doesn't generally have representatives, but Christine Ann Sands is a poet, and she is not a hacktivist, so she's fine revealing who she is. She is organizing the Million Mask March, which is set to take place on November 5th in D.C. and various other locations around the world. But before we get to that, we're heading into the time period of the 50th anniversary of John F. Kennedy being killed by one man hanging out of a window with a gun that can't possibly shoot that fast. For those of you enjoying the movie Parkland, and by a cabal of underworld interests stretched around the planet, if you believe some of the research. Now I'm turning to a mainstream publication, which is always good for a giggle. The NationalPost.com has the story that JFK's brain was stolen by Robert Kennedy, his brother, to conceal extent of president's illnesses, says the author of a new book. JFK's brain may have been stolen by his brother. So first the headline says he stole it, and the first paragraph says he may have stolen it. Some way to get on top of things. I love when they do that. The president's brain was not buried with his body at Arlington Cemetery, but it was placed in a container and secured in a locker at the National Archives. Almost 3 years later, his secretary, Evelyn Lincoln, discovered that the brain was missing while she worked to organize the late president's paper. So now they're going to try to pin that on Bobby. Well, we are going to have at least one or two or maybe three shows regarding the assassination of John F. Kennedy, as this is the 50th anniversary, and we still don't seem to have any more of an accurate tale to tell upon who actually did this thing. So I can only guess that the perpetrators are still alive. We will try to turn over some of those rocks a little further into November. But for now, let's go to our interview. On November 5th, remember, Washington, D.C., and other locations will be set upon by, if this goes as planned, at least a million people for the Million Mask March, brought to you by Anonymous. Now, if this is true and that many people do show up for the cause, don't expect it to be reported on as more than, say, 50 or 80 people. If you're watching any kind of mainstream media, they have a tendency to underreport things that are somewhat anti-establishment, particularly if they are true or telling. They'll always give you some low numbers there. So I'm going to say if it hits a million, they'll report it as 50 or 80 and maybe run some footage from a previous demonstration rather than the actual one. Yes, Anonymous is at it again. And if you are wondering, what is Anonymous anyway? You're not alone. And if you don't know exactly what they are or what they want, our show today aims to help you understand all you need to know. First of all, Anonymous has no official spokesman because an idea or a movement does not need a leader. And this is what makes Anonymous easier to mobilize. And this is what makes Anonymous very difficult. It's very difficult for the powers that are trying to be and are running out of time to be and are less able to do anything about it to stop them, which is why those powers brand Anonymous quite frequently as terrorists. Many think that they are merely hackers or activists or hacktivists. But for this November 5th march, Anonymous is requesting that, quote, people from all tribes, all religions, and from all over the world put on their masks. Tuxedos and evening gowns are optional, and join in one of over 350. Now, that's just to date. They are increasing the amount of cities involved. 350 different places that plan a peaceful march all around the globe. But we do have someone on the show with us today, not an anonymous hacktivist, but an anonymous poet. Christine Ann Sands is with us today, and she is one of the chief organizers of Anonymous. Christine, I hope you're having a good day so far.
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Now, you're in D.C. at the moment, is that right, Washington?
I'm in Washington, D.C., and I just had a couple of quick comments before we get started. I'm not a chief organizer of Anonymous, but of the Million Mask March on November 5.
Oh, did I say and that also, wrong? That's what I meant to say.
No, of course, yes, I'm sure that everyone understood it, you know, that to be that way, those in Anonymous, because we all know that there are no chief organizers in Anonymous. But then, and it's also 370 locations and counting.
370. Wow, so the amount of time I did my research, and it's already gone up by 20, maybe by the end of the interview, we'll hit 400. Let me know.
It's amazing.
All right. Now, tell me your involvement in this. I have a little bit of information on you that you say that the American people have been hijacked by evil forces, and specifically those evil forces were behind the 9/11 attacks, and those evil forces exist today, and they continue to control the U.S. government, the media, and political parties. Tell us a little bit about your perception of those forces, and I'll just throw out a bone here. A lot of people will be thinking, well, wait a second. Now we have the Democrat Barack Obama in the White House, whereas when 9/11 happened, we had the Republican George Bush. So who is it that you're saying are the evil forces behind 9/11 and that continue to control the U.S. government, media, and political parties today?
Well, in my view, whoever has the most money is calling the shots. And for a long time, we've known that to be the bankers. And I was at the National Press Club not too long ago, last week, and I was asking the reporters there, why are they not covering the corruption that's going on within government? And they said, it was not because they didn't know about it, or because they really, not because they didn't want to, but because if they do, they'll lose their jobs. And there was an activist there who was speaking before a group of people at the press club. And in his words, he said to me something that made a lot of sense with regard to the schematic of how things operate, that the bankers, and many call them banksters.
Every chance I get, I call them banksters. So I know what you're talking about.
The bankers own the mafia, and they run it through the CIA that controls both political parties.
The mafia meaning like the Italian La Cosa Nostra, you mean?
Well, some would say, don't say mafia, because that may not be exactly black and white, but mafiesque, they would say. Maybe use that word instead. Hmm. But what we know is people perceive the mafia as organized crime. And that's what's going on, is organized crime. I look at things philosophically. I'm not a master historian. And if I were a hacktivist, I would do that, because to me, hacktivism is bringing out and exposing the corruption in government that the government doesn't want us to know about. But getting back to the evil forces, it is the bankers, the people with the money, that are corrupting the politicians.
Yeah, I noticed that the
corporations.
The latest government shutdown with Ted Cruz, who was instrumental or at least a focal point. His wife is apparently some high roller at Goldman Sachs. Is it?
Yes, there'll be no end. There's no end to the, well, there probably is an end. But there are so many people who are involved in this. One of the things that I like to look at with regard to the banksters and the banks and how the wealthy get a lot of their money is through war. When you blow up a country and you rebuild a country, and all the contractors involved in the political scene handing out these contracts to their friends, you know, that's how they're making a lot of this money. And to me, I see a great connection with the Carlyle Group. And we talk about 9/11 and how it wasn't really a plane that hit the Pentagon. It was a missile. But it's not just the 9/11 truth movement that's saying that. It's former Navy SEALs, governors, former governors, senators, oath keepers.
Well, I think if you just stop for a second and take a look at all the different footage that was available from all the different cameras that surround one of the most photographed buildings in the world, the Pentagon, you'll clearly see that it was a plane that was, oh, no, wait a minute, they never actually released any of that footage. Oh, you might be onto something.
It's not a laughing matter. How blind do Americans have to be? I mean, how blind are we? We know this. We're a product of our own knowledge, not just genetically, but of the knowledge. And we know that it's the bankers who run the corporations, including mass media.
But it's two different kinds of people, don't you think? I mean, the reason I think they get away with these kinds of things is that people don't want to know really bad news sometimes. And then there's the person like yourself and Anonymous and myself and other people that are trying to get to the truth, do want to know the truth, regardless of how dark and sinister it might be. But people don't want to believe that a government, its own government, which are supposedly representatives of themselves, would do that to themselves and then lie about it.
Well, it's true that nobody wants to know that. But with regard to bad news, what was one of the first rules of journalism that they teach you in journalism school? By the way, I did go to a radio or attended and graduated from a radio and television broadcasting school, and I did take some filmmaking classes. But the first thing they said was, you've got to report bad news first because that's what sells. Okay,
yeah.
So they'll do that till, you know, they're blue in the face. But again, the information that the public is getting is only that which is permitted by their owners.
Now, take me back to the press club again, and you were speaking with them. Can you tell us when you were speaking with these reporters and supposedly journalists, what kinds of things did you become aware of that they're aware of and just aren't reporting on? I mean, are we talking about the who was behind 9/11 or how it was done or just regular day-to-day corruption? I mean, what kind of things were you talking about and with which agencies? Can you name some? Was it CBS, NBC? Yeah. Who was there?
No, it was the McClendon Group and former White House correspondent John Edward Hurley runs the McClendon Group, and it's with Andrew Craig, who they are friends of mine. Now, Andrew Craig, K-R-E-I-G, he's the director of the Justice Integrity Project in Washington, D.C., and he just came out with a book called Presidential Puppetry, and it's a great book. It talks about the ties, CIA ties to both Bush and Obama. So it's very worthwhile reading if you want to know, you know, about the puppet masters and their puppets in Washington and the political scene. And he's a Harvard Law graduate and a university. Oh, I'm sorry, not Harvard. He's Yale. He's a Yale law grad and University of Chicago law grad. Andrew Craig, National Press Club member, director of Justice Integrity, friend of mine, helping me with the Million Mask March event in at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. There will be other locations as well. There's going to be on the sidewalk of the White House on November 4 from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. That's according to the National Park Service. I had a meeting with them yesterday. And also on November 5 at Lafayette Park from 9 to 5, John Fairhurst, who has been also an organizer for the Million Mask March, he has that permit under the name of his cousin, Robert Clapp, C-L-A-P-P. And I have another permit for the Lincoln Memorial on November 5. So what was I saying? Well, now Andrew Craig is going to be helping me. Also, John Edward Hurley, the former White House correspondent and also press club member. So, and it's pretty exciting. In these last 2 weeks, a lot's coming together. They have, again, 370 locations.
370.
We're all united. We're all united in our quest to expose government corruption. Even though I own, again, those domain names, millionmaskmarch.org.com.net.info, I own, I wouldn't say own. I have the rights to, you know, to the domain.
Sure.
And then I also operate facebook.com/millionmaskmarch and YouTube. It doesn't matter. All I am is a poet who has knowledge of how to acquire domains and put up some information. I don't speak for Anonymous. Anonymous is, as we know, a movement, not a group. And it's a great movement. It's a movement that is fighting political corruption, in my view. And I put on the millionmaskmarch.org website that it is not that, for Anonymous, Occupy, and WikiLeaks to unite. They've already been united, don't get me wrong. But especially on that day, to unite hacktivists, whistleblowers, occupiers, and marchers.
And that's who will be there at the Million Mask March. That's who you're hoping to draw from, as well as concerned citizens and people who have awakened to realize they're being burned every day.
Yes, the people.
So
the 99%. I've heard it said 61% of all financial wealth is in the hands of less than 1%. And, you know, we are 7 billion people to 1,400 billionaires. That's 5 million to 1. 5 million to 1 is who we are.
Usually when you have those kind of odds, you're on the winning side rather than the losing side, which is constantly what we're dealing with. Can you tell me how it is that I understand you're an organizer of the Mask March, the Million Mask March, and not Anonymous, but tell me what it is that you've had to do to create awareness? I mean, you've built these websites, you've created them, but what exactly is going to go on November 5th at the Million Mask March?
Well, we're bringing, I'm not sure if you've seen this, but have you seen the Anonymobile by chance?
I read about it. It sounds interesting. It gets pulled over all the time.
Yeah. My first 2 days in Washington were pretty interesting, you know, being swarmed by Fairfax County Police and the next day Secret Service.
But so this I'll is an RV that you took an RV, you bought an RV somewhere and you painted it up, what black and blue?
Yes, I had it painted all black with a blue stripe left around it. The clerks took the years the WikiLeaks truck owner. He's also the Bradley Manning sketch artist.
Oh, okay.
The child, Chelsea. Mm-hmm. Now, Clark, he put all the decals on for me. And so we've got anonymous decals, WikiLeaks decals. Make it clear, I'm not a paid employee of WikiLeaks. I am a supporter, and I have been for some time. I believe in everything Julian Assange has done with regard to supporting and helping whistleblowers, and I am also firmly aware that the allegations brought against him are completely false, and it was the way of the United States government to try to capture him and treat him like they did Bradley, where they just tortured him without a trial, you know. So, but getting back to this anonymous bill, I've seen how online there is a great presence of activists, but unlike what we've seen in Egypt on the streets and Brazil, Turkey, or Spain, we have not had that kind of activity on the streets here in D.C. And I would say, again, partly because the media has shielded us from the truth. That's what I talk about with regard to being hijacked. See, we've been told that we have to raise our right hand and put it on the Bible and swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God. But then when we ask them what's going on, they say, we can't tell you. We've got secret courts, secret indictments. And if you try to find out what we're doing behind your back, you're a traitor or a terrorist, you know?
But they're fine doing it.
Sorry?
But they're fine doing that all the time, having the secret FISA courts and
exactly.
All of
so,
that.
So the thing is, I said, how am I going to get to the crowds? How do we get to the people on the streets of Washington? They said, we need a bill. We can't get media because they're just uncooperative. Maybe for their own safety. Maybe they're the ones who should be wearing the Guy Fawkes mask, right? So, well, anyway, I wanted a billboard. Who's going to let me do that? Fine, I'll get an RV. I'll put all these decals. I'll drive it around the streets of Washington. I've got on one side of it, millionmaskmarch.org, November 5th. On the other side of it, I have my other website, greatamericanrevolt.org, and it says, now is the time to overthrow the United States government. And there is a footnote that says, I don't believe in violence. It's legal to overthrow the United States government as long as you don't use violence. Who wants to use violence anyway? I do not. My Facebook picture is a dove. What do I mean by overthrow? I mean complete overhaul. Why? Because they're not going to let you be a whistleblower even.
Now, this is going to involve if what you're saying is accurate and it's the banksters at the core of it, this would involve an entire shakeup of the current monetary system. I mean, that's how they're.
And it must be. Terry Hughes has exposed money laundering at the World Bank. Ron Paul has talked about the problems inherent within the Federal Reserve. So have many other senators. We all know, I mean, whoever thought of the concept that we should have private bankers, nobody knows who can know who they are, and that they can write money out of thin air. They can create money out of thin air and then charge you interest on it. And if you don't pay them the interest on the money they create in thin air, you will lose your home. You could be put in jail.
I guess you're also talking about the LIBOR scandal here, which was pretty big and also very very much ignored. Are you familiar with the LIBOR scandal?
You may tell the audience more, I'm sure. I mean, I'd like to hear from you. Yes.
Well, it was called LIBOR because it's called the London Interbank Offered Rate, LIBOR. It's the I'm finding this now online. It's everywhere. The average interest rate estimated by leading banks in London that they would be charged if borrowing from other banks. So when they call each other up behind the scenes and say, let's jack this up 2 points today or a point and a half, and on the amount of money that they're trading back and forth from one bank to another, somebody's profiting hugely even by shaving just a point here and there. And that's been going on for a long time. And again, no arrests within that scandal either.
Yes. Yeah, so on the greatamericanrevolt.org website, you will see how Rumsfeld is on video saying the day before 9/11 that $2.3 trillion was missing from the Pentagon. And that was missing yearly. You'll see, I think it's Rep. Alan Grayson saying, trillions unaccounted for. There's many videos up there. We talk about the offshore tax leak. There's trillions of dollars missing, and nobody's paying the price for that.
So this is something that you're hoping to bring to the consciousness of anybody and everybody that attends the Million Mask March or watches it on TV if it's even covered or on the net.
Absolutely. Yeah, because you got to follow the money trail, and you know we're seeing that as we follow the money trail, where's it going? Who's getting this money? Who's making the money? We just touched briefly about what's the best way to make money? It's by blowing up a country and rebuilding the country, going to war when there was no war. There were no. You know, the greatest terrorists of late have been the Americans, us, terrorizing other countries.
Let me ask you this: anyone attending the march, you're asking them to wear a mask. This is the anonymous, the famous Guy Fawkes mask from the movie.
Yes,
that's the preferable.
And I did. Yes, and I did speak with the Sergeant Wong in Washington, D.C., I had a conversation with him in front of a couple of other people at the National Park Service, and we discussed the code for permitting masks. And, I said to him, because I brought up the issue, I said, how do you feel about the masks? And I said, I know there's a code, but there's also a condition. It says, that you can wear a mask if you don't have any violent intentions. And he said he was aware of that. And I said, well, what do you think? And he said he would leave it to my discretion. And I said, this is a nonviolent group. We are anti-war, anti-terror, anti-torture, and anti-violence. That's what we're fighting against, is the terror and the war. So I said, I think they should be allowed. He said, okay. And that was it.
And who was this you were speaking with?
Well, his name is Sergeant Wong at the National Park Service in Washington, D.C.
Okay, so someone Sergeant of Wong. An official capacity. And you've already gotten permits for your various areas.
Well, I have the permit with regard to Washington, D.C., I have the permit for the Lincoln Memorial. And then John Fairhurst, who is another organizer, he got the permits. And now my permit is under my name. It's also under the name of Million Mask March.
Okay.
Now, John Anthony Fairhurst, again, another organizer for D.C., he has a permit under his cousin's name, Robert Clapp, C-L-A-P-P. He does not have one under his name, nor does he have it under the Million Mask March name, but that's okay. You know, people can, you know, wear the mask. It's permitted. They can gather. Everything's fine.
And that's all because this is a legal protest.
Yes, it's legal. Yes, it is, Nico. Yeah, okay. I'd like to just say one thing, if I may, before
sure.
it slips my mind. It has a couple of times.
Okay.
We're uniting to fight corruption, you know, but to me, corruption is lawlessness. And any law created against the spirit of love is also a form of lawlessness. But you don't fight lawlessness with more lawlessness and chaos. You defend humanity with the truth. And I'll say that again and again, that WikiLeaks, that's what WikiLeaks is about, truth. Anonymous is about unity, fighting political corruption. Yes, there's some anonymity with regard to masks that some of the hacktivists who are trying to expose political corruption in government must wear in sole defense, you know, for their good cause. But there's also the side of the mask that just means unity, see? And then Occupy, their determination that we are not moving until we see justice for the people. These great spirits are united, and they're more than just people and masks and permissions and government. They're spirits. I mean, I don't know if you believe in the spirit world, but there are good spirits out there, and they are pulling for us. And we are going to win, no matter the banksters, no matter the evil. We're going to win. Because truth does prevail, and it will prevail. And so people need to put their faith in that, you know. And I don't mean to get so preachy, but I do believe we are on the winning team, and we're going to do this.
Well, look out
and
for
I believe
this.
Now is the information age, and that this is timely. This is time.
Well, look out for this, Christine, because I guess it hasn't happened in the United States yet. And because of that, I'm quite surprised. But due to the uprisings that have been taking place around the world in various different cities and countries that you mentioned earlier, this show is based in Canada. I live in Canada. And last year, Canada ushered in a new law, which is a bylaw, and it has made it a requirement for protesters to send an itinerary of their demonstration to the police in advance. And if the protesters fail to send that in, or the protest deviates from whatever it was they sent in, the protest is then deemed illegal. And any of the protesters, if they are wearing masks, they could face up to 10 years in prison for wearing a mask at any kind of protest. How about that? Meanwhile, the police that are there are all wearing masks. They all look the same. They've all got their uniforms on.
This is true. They've got their gas masks.
The only ones
that
look any
different. They want to throw at us.
Yeah. And the only ones that look any different are the ones that are supposedly dressed like the protesters, the agents provocateur, who wear the same kind of police issue boots. And we've already had several instances of that taking place at other protests in Canada over the years, and even in the WTO in Seattle back in 99. I mean, it's like you're talking about peace and love and coming at it from a spiritually clean angle, and they so often find a way to brandish these movements with violence and blaming that all on those particular protesters. And these are agents provocateur. I mean, how many times do you have to document something like this before people realize they're being fooled?
Yes, that the violence that's coming at us is from our own government. But now, on greatamericanrevolt.org, you'll see that in America, 75% of us don't agree with our government. Things are changing. There is no doubt. But even in the midst of this change, we still have to recognize some real basic truths, which is not everybody in the military is bad. Not everybody in the CIA or the FBI or the police force is bad. Whistleblowers will come out from them. There's certain sayings, don't separate the wheat from the chaff too soon or you'll destroy the whole crop. I will say that I have told everyone, because I have been attacked by people who were jealous. This isn't about me. I just make it a quick point. I've been attacked by people who were jealous that I owned all these domain names, that they started to call me the secret agent poet. And they just tried to destroy me. You know, and how far do you go defending yourself before you lose the momentum of being offensive instead of defensive? We have to understand not everything is black and white. There's gray areas in Anonymous. Some people, why? Well, that's just the way it is. Not every human being is perfect. That's okay. But what we have to do is to stay focused on the fact that we want to reveal the truth and we want to do it peacefully, because that's what's going to affect change, is truth. Like Jefferson said, enlighten the people generally, and tyranny and oppression of mind will vanish like spirits at the dawn of day. We have to have enough confidence in humanity that given the truth, we will merge, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. We'll be okay. Now, I know that, you know, speaking of, you know, the future, that some believe that it's going to get worse before it gets better. I mean, if you look at the Christians who say, you know, we're going to have one world order and the Great Tribulation and the Rapture and the Antichrist, and it's going to get bad. I don't know what the future is going to bring except for this, that in the end, good wins. In the end, truth prevails. And in the end, the wicked will be destroyed. So we have to put our emotional anchorage in that.
Well, in that so many people who are hacktivists have been branded terrorists because they're finding a way to throw some wrenches into the gears of a corrupt system, they're all wearing masks. They're keeping themselves hidden. They try to hide their identity as much as possible. Why are you, why does Christine Ann Sands put her name and face out there? I don't know if there are any other people involved with Anonymous who do that. Why do you do that? Are you not concerned for your own privacy? And I mean, you've been pulled over in this vehicle how many times? Why do you not seem that much, you don't show that much concern about your...
I'm a poet. I believe, give me liberty or give me death, because I believe in eternal life. So, to me, death's bad, just has to appear to be bad, otherwise you would die chasing your delights, you know what I mean? But death, to me, is just a transformation into another dimension.
Well, do you ever get scared? I mean, when they pull, tell me what happens. First of all, who pulls that vehicle that you have, that black, strange-looking RV that's painted, what is it, flat black, I'll bet, and it's got a blue stripe around it?
It's not quite flat black, no. It's not quite flat black, but did you ask me who drives it?
Yeah, well, who pulls it over? You're driving it, and you get pulled over by whom? Like the D.C. City cop or Homeland Security? Who does that?
It's actually, they didn't really pull me over. I drive it, and I'm alone. But the reason I drive it and I'm alone is because, again, I believe in being as wise as a serpent and as harmless as a dove. I am a single female poet, and there's nobody else in here but me. So I don't get really pulled over because I don't speed and I'm not doing anything wrong. But when I am pulled over, I will find that the I get surrounded by curious police and curious Secret Service. Yes, they'll have Secret Service, and they'll have their badges and their guns, and there'll be a few of them, not just one, not just two, but three, four, five, six. And it gives me an opportunity to speak to them. I'm not afraid. of sharing the truth. Why? Because I also grew up in Washington, D.C. And these were, you know, these were just normal people to me, whether they're presidents. By the way, Obama was born one day before I was.
Whereabouts?
And, yeah, so he's August 461. I'm August 561. I grew up in D.C. These are just normal people to me. I have, you know, I've dated people with massive wealth, and I've had best friends that I picked up homeless off the street. I only care about one thing. That is humanity. When I see the rich trampling all over poor, starving people, I cry. And that's why I've got the courage I have. Because it doesn't matter. If I'm driving this thing down the road and I'm afraid, I reach down into my soul and I think of those people who are dying on a daily basis at the hands of the rich. And I say, be strong for them. You're doing the right thing. No matter the people on the inside who think you're a secret agent poet, no matter the drone that may hit your anonymobile, it's okay. It's all good. Why? Because we're on the right side. We're on the side of truth, and we're on the side of peace. And there is nobody that's going to make me waver off that.
I'm speaking with Christina Ann Sands. She is a poet. She is the face that you can attach to the Million Mask March, which is affiliated with Anonymous, and a lot of Anonymous people will be there. When? November 5th. Remember the 5th of December. Or sorry, November. I got it wrong. I got the wrong month. It's November, everybody. By the time December rolls around, this will be long over. Now, Christine, several people have already, as you said, you mentioned earlier, Occupy, and people were trying to hammer away at that 1%. These movements keep coming up. Yours is the latest upcoming one to rupture things. What if it doesn't change at that point? And I say that with the skeptical overview that I lay down. I thought for sure some people would go to jail after 2007, 2008 in the financial industry. Didn't happen. They've restructured themselves the same way. A lot of people believe in some kind of economic recovery with the same footing. I don't see that happening. It seems to be getting worse in a lot of regard, in a lot of fronts. And what are we hoping to change by November 6th?
Well, I will say this with all the confidence in the world, and that is that the truth is growing. There's nothing they can do to stop that. Nothing. It's growing like a seed.
You're talking about the truth of the criminality?
The truth in the world, yes, regarding all these issues, regarding the bankers, the corrupt judicial system, corporate slavery, plutocracy, the loss of due process and our right to a trial, the secrecy at the expense of liberty. Everything's been exposed. See, the light's turning on. And just like you go into a dark room, it's not that I do, but picture a dark room with cockroaches. You go, you shine the light on them. What do? They run and they scatter. And that's what's happening to those involved in corruption. See?
And what do you?
Turning the light on. Truth is growing. There's nothing they can do to stop that. So it doesn't matter what the media reports. It doesn't matter that the media is afraid. Truth will win. Some people say God is love, you know. Well, God is also truth. You cannot fight that ultimate force in the universe that is calling us to good. Evolution is one big ball rolling towards perfection. We win in the end.
And what do you say to people who I talk to people like this all the time, and I understand what you're saying. More people are coming around to it, and perhaps that's just a little too slow for my likings. But
listen to this. Listen to this. Nova came out with a video, a documentary called The Illusion of Time. The further you get out into space, the more that time is like bent. The past, the present, and the future may all exist simultaneously. If you want to be upset about timing, then just Google Nova, The Illusion of Time. Watch it. And it may give you a new perspective about time. You know, what my problem was with long suffering of the people. And I asked, you know, why, Lord? Why this long suffering? And it's just terrible. And I looked at atrocity. You know, why the death? But I would say that the universe has a plan. You know, death, to me, death, I already said, it's not bad. It's to me, death is atrocity's mercy, saying, okay, you had enough. I'm taking you home now. You know, so it does come down to a battle of good against evil.
With so many people,
and the timing, don't worry about it.
But with so many people that I come across, and they're like, yeah, they're crooked. What are you going to do about it? You know, there's a real, a power. People that I've spoken with about this, not everyone, but there is a percentage of people that just throw their hands up and say, well, it's the government. You know, they're crooked. What are you going to do? There's nothing you can do about it. And there's an apathetic base. So, you know, you might have your people that don't know what's going on, then you have your people that are aware and trying to change things like yourself, and then you have the apathetic. I mean, they're almost more impossible to move than someone who disagrees with you. At least if someone disagrees with you, you can get into an active discussion about it and offer evidence to your side. But with someone that doesn't care, I mean, I guess I'm concerned about how much of the population do they make up. They're like, listen, I'm already working two jobs and three jobs to pay the bills. I don't have time to follow this stuff. And it's like, well, if you could help change this stuff, you might not need three jobs just to pay the bills.
I have a poem. Can I read you a poem since I'm a poet?
Well, it's going to save me the trouble of asking you to, because I was going to ask for one. So this seems like a good time to dust one off. Go ahead.
There's over 100 on polymathpoet.com, and I would say go to polymathpoet.com/revolution, and you'll see a lot of those revolution poems. But there's one: internet sales scammering. Don't think your letters can change anything. They were brought to court in 2008. Now 5 years later, growing into Bill Gates. FBI knows, so does IC3, but they're all backed up, so I went to the police. Nothing happened. The crime ring grows. All the while, everyone knows. GoDaddy knows. They say, yo mama, I can, says, I can't help your saga. BBB, not an enforcement agency. The sum of all complaints, only hearsay, hear ye. And in the Constitution state where the cops blow the law, broke the law, I got the case to the appellate, where the judges said, hurrah, and the chief state's attorney told me to write a book. But how that story ends is the system is a crook. Then met a governor out west who also breaks the law, another oil whore in power, come to eat us raw. Wrote hundreds of those letters, the ones meant to rid corruption, made a mockery of the system. Nothing changed. Justice auctioned. Snowballed out of control, judicial system clogged by men of no souls. Stand in line to get flogged. Their only goal to suck you inside their own black hole, the land of Hyde. Police, the police, all is fair in warfare. They can't do their job. It's up to us to be there. And that, my dear love, is where Anonymous comes in. We're going to take back our rights from the rulers of sin. Anonymous, the geek's revenge on skull and bones, vendetta's friends. Hacktivism, our self-defense from the crimes of our gov, recompense.
Okay, very nice. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
And will there be readings of your poetry, et cetera, when the march takes place? Or will there be, what other kinds of activities will be going on there?
Well, Andrew Craig of Justice Integrity Project is going to be working with us. We'd like to line up. Now, he's got a lot of friends in the truth movement. And then we're going to have musicians. I just got an email from, let me look him up here, Disc Check. He's a very popular, DJ, producer, and he wears a mask, and he associates himself with Anonymous, and he's www.dskchk.com, and he'd like to join as well. So, and then I've also spoken with a coordinator who is connected with a lot of the local musicians in Washington, D.C. So we're hoping to get a great lineup of musicians and speakers, and that's what we aim to do.
Okay, give us again a few of the websites that people can have a little look and see what's going on here before it happens. You've got millionmaskmarch.org, .com,
yes,
and .net.
Because I operate millionmaskmarch.org, .com, .net, and .info, they all revert back to millionmaskmarch.org. They all redirect.
Oh, okay.
So millionmaskmarch.org. Then you can go to facebook.com/millionmaskmarch. So regarding the march, that's good. I'd like to just say one thing about using this locations map. If you want to know where the locations are, and again, there's 370 worldwide, very, very exciting, many countries in this world. So the only tab on the navigation bar that's in red is locations. So you'll click on locations, you'll click on locations map, and then it'll take you to a Z map where you just click C map. Once you're in the map, there's going to be another top navigation bar where it'll say locate or full map. You'll click on locate. You can type in your city, your country, wherever. Zoom out so that you can see, you know, because when you type on, if you type your city in, it'll just zoom you right into the city. So you're going to have to zoom out to see the surrounding area, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
And then if you go to full map, you'll see an alphabetized listing of all the Facebook, all the Facebook pages. And apparently using the map is not as easy on your telephone as it is on a laptop. So if you want to see the map, you should really get to a laptop. If you can't, I have provided my telephone number in the United States. It's 860-888-3127. Again, 860-888-3127. You may call me and ask me, and I'll help you find out. You can also Google Million Mask March and then the city that you want to go to, and it can come up on a search engine, so you can find out your city that way if you're having trouble with the map on your, you know, your
okay,
Android
Christine
telephone.
We're just about out of time, and I want to ask you one more question, and I think it's an important one just before we go. You mentioned earlier that people have branded you as a secret agent poet. In other words, you're not really with the movement. You're there's a bit of subterfuge going on your part. That's what they say. What do you do in Anonymous and people that are involved with Anonymous to make sure their ranks aren't being corrupted by agents provocateur, secret government infiltrative agents that are trying to gather information? How do you keep the movement pure?
Well, since Anonymous has, the people in Anonymous have different strengths and talents and skills, I would trust that those who are hacktivists and do their homework, and those that are poets speak poetry, those that are organizers, marchers, etc., that they all you know, neglect not the gift that's in you. We don't all have the same gifts, you know, so I can't act like a hacktivist to protect the group, but I can encourage everyone to do their homework. One of the things that happened with me after I was attacked, Voice of Russia came out and embraced me, and they have 109 million listeners, and they embraced me very, very warmly. So that was helpful, and I'm thinking that the people who are more educated and more talented with their gifts did their research and understood that I was not a federal agent, and they've come alongside me. So, but I'm confident. I did tell the ones that were coming against me. I said, burn me, throw me through the fire as much as you want. I said, but you know what? The more you put me through the fire, the brighter I'm going to burn. And it kind of happened that way, because before this happened, nobody really knew who I was. And then when they started, there's a little human nature element of jealousy. They just got a little jealous because I owned all these domain names. And they didn't really know me from Adam, so I can't say I didn't blame them for putting me in a spotlight to investigate who I am. I told them, go to polymathpoet.com/about. You'll learn all about me. Well, they did, and then they said I'd accomplished too many things because I'm a polymath. That's what polymaths do. They go in different fields. They said I couldn't possibly be true, and then they were wondering why I didn't attack them personally, because I stick to the point, and I don't degrade people. And so they said, if she's not attacking us back, she's obviously a software program. WikiPoet is not even a person anymore. This is too big. She's a software program. So I went from federal agent, secret agent poet to software poet. And all I can tell all those people is I forgive you. Okay.
Best of luck, then. We have to get going now. We're out of time. We could talk to you more about this, but we are out of time. But thank you so much for coming on. Good luck on the 5th of November. And thanks for coming on Conspiracy Queries.
Thanks for listening to Conspiracy Queries with Alan Park. Please offer comments or complaints by emailing conspiracyqueries@gmail.com or on Twitter @con_queries or at our website, conspiracyqueries.com. Thanks for listening.